Yesterday we spoke about the two kinds of candle with which one can do the search, either with wax or with chelev, with a candle made of tallow. Halacha Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bodek kalacha darim sheish lachush shama hechnisa vehem chametz. We have to search every room where there is the possibility or concern that chametz may have gone there. And you would have thought that would be enough to complete the halacha. This is meant to be brief, concise, terse, to the point. It should simply say, any room you think there might be chametz, you should look there. But he goes on, afilu hamar tufim. And he gives examples, even in cellars, v'ha'aliyot, and in attics, v'chanuyot, or in shops, uveit ha'itzim, or in wood houses. Kol sheyesh lachush shema hechnisu sham chametz tzrichim livdok. Any place you think that chametz might be, you have to search. And it seems to me he gives these concrete examples because there are areas in which one presumes nothing gets, whether it is in the attic or in the cellar or in the garage or in the storehouse or in a shop where food doesn't seem to go. And yet we have to go and ensure that it's clean for Pesach. And this speaks again, not just to the concrete search for chametz, but for that search for improving our character. That there are, yesterday we spoke about there being too much light in the room being a problem because we presume we've seen it all. The alternative being there are places we're scared to go because we're worried about what we might find. But there is another category of place that we might not look, and that is places where we don't expect to find anything. Not that we presume that we've seen the area, not that we're scared to go in, but it is so far off our radar that we don't even begin to think about how we might change and improve and perfect ourselves. Down in the cellar of our character, in the attic of our behavior, in the storehouses and the garages of our souls, where we don't think to look. And again, this time in preparation for Pesach and cleaning out both our character and our homes of excess and decay and imperfection, we make an effort to look anywhere. Kol hachadarim, in all the chambers, sheyesh lachush shama, where we have a concern, shema, that maybe hechnisu v'am chametz, there may be some excess, some imperfection. And tomorrow we'll continue with the next halacha.